narrative is not one and only, and the Palestinian people are not one and only. Like you mentioned right now, I am someone who is Palestinian, who was never born with a Palestinian identity, who was never back into my own land, so I cannot pretend like I know what we should be listening to right now. However, I think that at this moment, if you want to listen to student organizers, we need to also focus and really be clear and not, you know, tap ourselves on the shoulder and really say how fucking hard it was, how fucking awful it was to be inside and to try to organize together, how much difficult it was, how much racism, how much sexism there was, how much assaults there was, how much disagreements there was, and how liberal ideas is not something that I call myself a radical and someone else is a liberal. These are not about putting a tag or an identity on yourself. These are things that you need to work with. Politics is something that you build with.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for your points as well. How I understood the comments about the revolution, I think that was more in the Netherlands, or was it, did you?
Yeah, like, yes, the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yes, but you are very right. Mm-hmm. We are sick and tired of how slow and how fucked up it's going in this movement. But as a person, I have been there everywhere. I have had those fights with everybody. I'm every day fighting and criticizing everyone. I'm trying so hard to get people on the path of the Thawabit, on the PLFP, on come on, run, do, riot, change. But I think I, at the same time, we have to work together, even though people are not going as fast as we want them to be. And that's why I'm asking the white people to start dedicating, the westernized people, to give this dedication that we need. Because, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say also, we're all yappers here, so I think we're going a little bit over time, but I kind of wanted to situate the conversation more in the beginning, focusing on what we're doing well, because I think when you're involved, like when you're hyper-focused in organizing, you become extremely self-critical and also critical of the people around you, where people are, you know, maybe to you, like standing very differently, but to the blind eye, very, very, very similar. Like definitely more similarities and differences. And I kind of want to situate the end of this conversation more so about what we can be doing better. And I think also the comments about Palestinians not being a monolith, I think as a person of color, broadly speaking, I completely agree with that. And it sometimes annoys me when I hear discourses of like, oh, vulnerable groups go here, and then it's usually implied if you're of a darker skin, but then I have this passport and I'm like, I'm invincible. But maybe you can say something and then we can start rounding this off soon.
I just want to say thank you for your comments. I think that it is important. I think that it is so easy when you're in a moment of like, oh, remembering, to be like, oh, let's see it through rose-colored glasses. And I tried to indicate that, yes, everyone who was there, and especially within the organizing, remembers that it was very, very difficult. And I think that's why it's good that how this is presented, like the editor said, to let just the photos and the text speak for themselves. And I think that for the last question, I was going to also say something about the importance of actual collectives and organizations. But I'll let you ask the question first.
Oh, yeah, we're okay. So this is going to be like I really wish we had more time, but I think we've spoken a little bit too much. So the last question is, what do you think we're doing well and what can we do better? I think in terms of what we're doing well, I think we have so much solidarity for each other. It seems like before it felt more abstract when I would see these cases of people getting arrested, and I'd be like, this is really unfortunate, but I don't know, I didn't feel a type of way about it. This is a while ago, but now it's like you hear a situation, and then I think like kind of like what you were saying earlier, exposure to stuff like also strengthens your own position towards it. I think we're showing more solidarity internally, externally, I think what we can do better is understand the longevity and the sustainability that is necessary when you are fighting such a strong imperialist beast. Like, I know from my like ancestry, like being from Ghana as well, like, yeah, like colonialism, slavery, it stretches way back. You're not going to reap the benefits today, tomorrow. You're probably not going to see the benefits of what you're doing, but you have to remember why you're doing this, again, because you're in solidarity for Palestinian liberation, and just try to find ways to sustain yourself.
Yeah, I think we all should listen more to each other, and I think what we can do better is to just listen more to each other and take from each other's experiences, because everything that I'm seeing is each and every group wants to try things again their own way, and then we just see the same things unfold. So I think we should learn a lot more from each other and stop looking at each other in that criticizing way and just learn, okay, this is, we tried this, it went bad, another chance, what are we gonna do now? And just keep on learning and changing and keep trying to take that step further, because we cannot take steps any back anymore. We have to look forward and see what we can change now. I think that's very important.
I'll keep it short. The cancel culture is a very toxic and something we should really get rid of. But I'm still going to say something that might be a hard pill to swallow. We do not need everyone. We do not need any sexual abusers in the movement. There are boundaries and limits, and even though everyone is here for Palestine and Liberation of Palestine, we do not need everyone.
I think for sure there have been a lot of lessons that have been applied over the last year, and that's good. I think that building organizations, building collectives is really important, to have a method that you work with and also people who you trust to work with. I think it's also important to give people breathers, like a comrade of mine said recently that like in a choir, you don't all breathe at the same time. You breathe at different times. And this is something we also need to think about with organizing, that like too many people get burned out, and then if they're still there, resentment grows and conflict happens, and it's just not helpful. We need to know ourselves, know our capacities, know when we need to ask someone to take over our tasks. And most of all, we need to remember that if we are entering into conflict, it's not about us. It's about how, like, our unity. Our unity is struggling for Palestinian liberation. And it's not about our own egos or anything like that. Do you want to be right or do you want to be free is the question. And I think that's really important. And I think one way to keep our own egos in check is to, you know, remember the martyrs. Remember them every day. There are so many people who have sacrificed their lives, not just in the Palestinian struggle, but in every, like, national liberation struggle that is fighting for its people. And the one thing we all have in common is the enemy. We are all fighting the same enemy, which is the imperialist powers, the Zionist powers. We are all so different and come from different cultures and different backgrounds, but what we share is an enemy. And if we can defeat that enemy, then we can all live with our differences in a better way. And I think that by grounding ourselves, just remembering the martyrs, remembering the prisoners, reading the works of the prisoners, like, it's something that grounds me. And I think that it is something that can help a lot of people also when you're struggling internally with, like, your own place in this. We're all just one people, but when we're all committed in the same level is when we can actually move things forward.
Yes. Thank you. I think final like words, I think we also have to give each other grace to be making mistakes, because if we knew what was what we had to do and what we should be doing, we wouldn't really be here right now. And I think this conversation has been so interactive and so moving. I could really feel how it would like frame and kind of reshift the energy in the room, and like the opinions that have been given have been so insightful, and I think like it definitely shifted the way we were speaking, and these are like good reminders to be having. And I think I really appreciate these type of more radical spaces where we can like where you're having the necessary hard conversations, the harsh reminders, and then grouping back at the end of it. So thank you so much, everyone here today. I think this was a really nice conversation. Go buy the book. Money's donated to Palestine. Please go buy it. Thank you.
And thank you to the editors who made this book and put this event together. Thank you.
Sorry, before you all... Hello, yeah. I just wanted to say a quick word of thank you, briefly. But maybe it's too late. Okay, I'll do it quick. Thanks to the Oki for hosting us and helping us organize. It's truly appreciated. Thanks for the organizers for all their work and for being here also. Let me get my notes. Yeah, I want to thank my fellow editors, the Between Palestine and Us Collective, Absala, Alina, Ambu, Audrey, Boris, Karagresa, Lev, and Star, and many thanks to all the people who contributed to this book. There are dozens and dozens of you, photographers, writers, artists, most of all, the people who went out into the streets to protest for Palestine. I can't name you all, but you made this book. Thank you. And that's what makes it special, I think. It really does justice, I hope, to the inherently collective effort that defines any radical political action. Thanks to everybody for being here again. Thanks for your attention, for being in solidarity with Palestine. And have a great rest of the night. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Victory Low.
Faculteit daar in Cambridge was een Engelse, maar
Ze was de dochter van een Engelse koopman die in Sint-Petersburg gevestigd was. Daar waren vele Engelse kooplieden voor de revolutie. En haar moeder was een Russische. En ze zag er ook erg Russisch uit. En ze was ook orthodox. Ze was helemaal niet communistisch, maar ze was wel erg Russisch gezind en orthodox. En toen heeft ze, en ik was, ik weet niet waarom, maar ik was een van haar geliefde leerlingen. En toen heeft ze mij en nog enkele anderen, ze zag dat die misschien bijzonder geïnteresseerd waren, heeft ze veel over Rusland verteld, ook veel over Russische literatuur, over Russische kunst. Ze nam ons zondags mee naar de Russische kerk in Londen. Op die manier bracht ze ons bij, en mij in het bijzonder, denk ik, ik weet het niet, een grote, ik zou haar zeggen, de liefde en interesse in het Russische volk, in de Russische kunst, in iets romantisch. Ik zag Rusland als iets romantisch.
Maar meer Rusland dan de Sovjet-Unie?
Maar toen, dat meer Rusland dan de Sovjet-Unie. Meer Rusland dan de Sovjet-Unie, want zij was helemaal niet communistisch. Helemaal niet communistisch. Maar dat was ook een verandering in mijn blik op Rusland. Begrijp u wel? Mijn gedachte over Rusland. Ik begon al gauw Russische boeken te lezen. Tolstoy, Dostoevsky. En ik begon een hele andere, in plaats van te denken dat de Russen dat waren eigenlijk een beetje barbaren en erg wilde mensen. Begon.
Turn around, these roads are not. Thank you. Check. Yo, all right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Pieces for Palestine. Don't be shy. There's lots of space. There we go. Shuffle forward to the front. Let's go. Alright, we're the Town Criers, we're gonna play a few tunes for Palestine. Here we go.
Yeah.
Spoon. When it's good.